On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Thanks for joining us. I'm George Adair, doing the show live every Wednesday at noon. You can stream it at ksro.com. Check out the podcast later if you missed it. Didn't catch it during your lunch hour. Got all of our previous shows there, too, and got a lot of content that's really relevant to people's fears and optimism, a little bit of both. You know, I think KSRO is doing an excellent job with you, Michelle, and Pat Kerrigan, of course, with regular updates as well.
Sure, and the drive, too. We've got everybody here trying to make sure that we're keeping all that information available to you, because that's one of the toughest parts, is to navigate through with everybody sort of chiming in with their idea about what's going on and what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
Having a resource where you can get information that's trustworthy.
Yeah, reliable, verified. Right. You know, sometimes you need some good old fashioned journalism.
Sure.
Right.
Up to date information too.
You mean there's more than social media?
I know. It's so crazy. Like, you scroll through your Facebook feed and you see something from 7 days ago and you're like, what? What? And you're like, oh, wait a minute. That was 7 days ago.
Yeah. In fact, I was just Googling to find the most recent information about the government stimulus package that has been bouncing around between the president and Congress, and I couldn't find actually very much current information about it, but I did have to find some success here from CNN and then also from CNBC, so fairly reliable sources. So we'll go through that a little bit. But again, I'm George Adair, and the focus of this show is on generally housing and finance and the community around that and how we can support each other. Of course, I work for a company called Cross Country Mortgage, where I help people with home loans. And if you're in a troubled situation and you're not sure what your options are, there is help on the way. We're going to be talking about that over the next month or two, depending on how information keeps coming out. Renters as well, good audience for us, talking about how you become a homeowner. I'm going to talk some stats with you here today about that as well. Right. And of course, we have an excellent guest lined up with us right now, so I think we should bring him in. Sure. We have David Hagley. He is the former mayor of Healdsburg and current city council member. Hey, David, how are you?
Hey, George, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, all healthy in the Adair household, hopefully all healthy in yours.
How's homeschooling going?
You know, I saw a great meme. My wife wanted to know how she can transfer the student out of her class. I did not make that up, but it was really funny when I read that.
Well, I'm upstairs, and then my kids were in school last week. They didn't have spring break.
Yeah.
And I heard a couple of times from the teacher, who is my wife, Lori.
Yes.
She basically go, are you allowed to do that in school?
Yeah.
But no, snack time is at 10 o'clock. You don't just eat snacks all day. So there's been some adjustments from that standpoint.
Yeah.
So we definitely have, some real sympathy for the other parents that are going through this. And we're lucky our kids are 7 and 9 years old, so they're fairly close first and third grade.
Right.
But, man, we have some friends. They've got sixth graders and first graders.
Right.
I mean, I remember once I got out of college that, that first evening I realized, hey, I never have to do homework again. And, goes to show how wise I was when I was young.
Yeah.
Now I've got to start doing homework all over again.
Yeah, and learning that you don't remember any of the stuff that you were supposed to retain, and not even sure how I ever took an SAT test.
What's the quadratic equation?
Yeah. And then they throw Common Core at it. So if you just joined us, we have David Hagley. He's the former mayor of Healdsburg, current city council member, good friend of mine and colleague of mine, which we're going to talk about a little bit as well, because it's relevant. So, I think those of you just tuning in, you're listening to our former Mr. Mayor of Healdsburg dealing with the same place of all of us, which is homeschooling, trying to figure out how to manage a career as a council member, you're quite busy. The obvious conversations in KSRO land and others is all about COVID-19 and the crisis. Are you seeing that hit home in your city of Healdsburg, David?
Oh yeah. I mean, just like anywhere else in Sonoma County in California, we have a shelter in place. Our parks are closed, consistent with the county order. We have activated our Emergency Operations Center, our EOC, just like we did during the fire.
Mm-hmm.
But it's slightly different this time around. in that all the essential staff are working remotely. Mm-hmm. But by activating the EOC, it allows, you know, the information is changing and updated. Like you were saying, you know, there's new bills being passed. Mm-hmm. And just the same way where we're looking at, you know, maybe whether it's a stimulus plan that you're looking at, or we're looking at things that are coming down from the governor's office or things that are being discussed, all of that has to get digested.
Right.
You know, just like they did during the fires. And this allows an avenue for that to be digested quicker. You know, but I'll say again, just like during the fires, the decisions are, you know, are still good decisions being made. Just because we're in an emergency situation doesn't mean people need to run around.
Right.
You know, just,
well, like, school closures, you know, is a big part of that.
Clearly.
Right. And school closures is a big part of that. I know that you're, I'm sure, working with the local authorities and, of course, being part of the council yourself to sort of figure out what the timeline is. Have we heard much about that in Healdsburg and when kids are going to go back to school?
And so all of that, we're deferring to the county and the state.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about a health crisis. And I kind of look at this as like, during the fires, when the fire was burning off, you know, in Geyserville, we could see what was happening, you know, and you're kind of preparing, you know, you get your go bags, remember all that, you know, you're kind of getting prepared. And then we got the words, time to evacuate, you know, so we've kind of been through these stages with the various fires, the floods, and everything else. And so it's the same situation here where we're coordinating with, you know, our regional partners as well as the state, to make sure that we're all on the same page. And, you know, the primary focus right now is the health and safety of our community. And at the same time, in the back of our head, we're thinking about the health of our business community and, you know, what's the exit from this?
Sure.
And so there are a lot of things that we're looking at. As a council, we're fully engaged. We have a twice a week call now where we get updates from the city manager. That's more of a formal communication measure where we're getting updates on like different scenarios they're exploring in the budget and potential impacts and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the kind of things that at a later date when we have formal council meetings, we'll be able to then, you know, discuss them and really, you know, review that. But for right now, it's getting updates because we're a source of information back out to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And like you were saying, you were having a discussion about, you know, how hard it is to find accurate information for Healdsburg. What I tell our Healdsburg local residents is to follow the city of Healdsburg social media pages.
Okay.
And also the county of Sonoma's, the SoCo emergency. I think those are the two prime sources that have the most current and up-to-date information, and rely less on what you read on social media and focus, I mean, just when I say social media, random social media pages, but
sure.
Focus more on the official ones, because there's a lot of information that's being digested,
right?
And that's being pushed out, tailored toward, you know, Healdsburg residents.
And it's being pushed out from authoritative sources. So what you're telling me is what's happening Healdsburg's Facebook social media page is not reliable?
Well, it's a good place for entertainment. And what I would say, though, is sites like that are very good. And you'll see things like the various restaurants that have takeout menus. And,
sure.
And
community support.
Exactly. And this is a time when you're talking about nonprofits and our businesses, you know, it's just little things like, you know, we fed 170 families yesterday with food donated by from the Redwood Food Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Redwood Empire Food Bank.
That's awesome.
And there, if you go onto their website, you can click donate to where it's just, you know, $1, $2, $3 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of thing that, you know, the infrastructure is in place
yeah.
to be able to help our neighbors who are the most vulnerable, who really need it right now. And that's one easy way to do it, where you can just click on it. I mean,
right.
You could be in the middle of, what's this new show, Tiger something or other that everybody's watching on Netflix. You could be watching that and, you know, donate some food at the same time and just set it up as recurring. So there's a lot of avenues that people can access right now.
Yeah, and so David Hagley is former mayor of Healdsburg, on the current member of the city council there. Stick around. We're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to come back out talking with Mr. Hagley about SBA lending, some of the new things coming out of the stimulus. We're going to go to commercial break. I'm George Adair. Stick around.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. In fact, we're closing purchase loans in as fast as 10 days on many of the programs we offer. The best part is our pre-approved buyers don't need a loan contingency in making their offer. That makes buyers look as good as cash. If you're applying for a home loan at your bank, ask them if they can close in 10 days with no loan contingency. I promise they can't. When you're buying a home, speed to close and a true loan approval are necessary to win the offer. How do we do it? Cross Country is a direct lender with amazing technology, experience, and a local presence. Our process is proven to help buyers win in this competitive housing market. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com. That's georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO and hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the book. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Okay, we're back. Thanks for tuning in today. I am George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon. You can catch the previous shows at KSRO.com under the Ask the Expert series. They were kind enough to give me that title, expert. I don't know. Didn't do their background check. No, just kidding. A couple decades I've been doing this. So yes, we know what we're talking about here, and you can find this show posted there this afternoon as well. So we are joined today by former mayor and current city council member David Hagley. David, thanks again for joining us today.
Sure. Hey, you have me on.
Yeah. So, David, you are also a local business owner, and you know, I know that about you. I know that you are a well-known and respected commercial mortgage broker, specializing in people that have small businesses and medium-sized businesses that want to get financing. So, you know, that was part of my topic of interest with you today is what do we have to look forward to with SBA and supporting businesses? And I know a lot of these details are still being worked out, but what can business owners sort of start to look forward to, and what are the resources they should be pursuing?
So what I've been advising my clients, this is going way back before any of these crises, but anytime you have some headwinds coming down, one of the first calls you should make is to your bank, not the last call. You know, the lenders that I work with, and the majority of lenders, they're not interested in taking back property or foreclosing or things like right. that. They want to work with a client. I think that's the same on the residential side.
Sure is.
So that's usually my advice, is call the lender first. And, you know, over the last couple of days, I've been calling a lot of our local lenders as well as some national lenders to kind of see where things are. And I got to tell you, it is a rapidly changing environment.
Yes, it is daily.
Right now, yeah, and right now, what the feedback that I'm getting is 80 to 90% of the workload of the loan officers and the the people that I work with at the local banks and the national banks is they're dealing with deferments. And most of them are working on, you know, deferring the loan payments for up to 90 days. And, you know, so it ranges. Some banks are less, some are more. But that's why it's important to reach out to your lender first. Don't wait until it's the very last call, because you want to start working on that stuff now, because you're partners with whoever your lender is.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's in this right now. But at the same time, what I've been hearing is locally is, hey, don't hesitate to continue to submit that loan if you've been considering refinancing or you're still purchasing a property.
Absolutely. Keep doing it.
Yeah. And we're looking at a very unique kind of economic issue that's going on, where it's related to this pandemic, where the entire state has been shut down. This has affected everybody.
Yes.
The good news is the majority of the lenders are pretty liquid. So unlike 2008, where a lot of homeowners were, you know, extending way over their skis. I say that as I sit here with my foot in a cast, which has nothing to do with skiing, but it kind of reminds me of that. You know, where homeowners got overextended, they borrowed too much, and you had the commercial mortgage-backed securities and all everything that was going on, you know, back in 2008 that really brought down the banks. And it's a different type of situation here, where Sonoma County is really impacted, because our service industries are pretty big, our hotels, the restaurants, businesses like that, where you have service workers that are just, you know, can't work. So you have a real big issue.
It's different. It's different than it was in 08, because we have equity in our homes. People have to qualify for the mortgages they have. But there's a difference as well, which is there are more layoffs. We're going to hear tomorrow some shocking numbers about unemployment, and it's going to, everything you see, I'm pointing at the monitors up here, everything you see in the stock market today is going to be wiped out tomorrow, without question, in my opinion. And this tremendous volatility is scary for people. So David, how does the SBA, how does it provide these types of financial resources to business owners? And what do you recommend business owners do to be able to capitalize on next steps? Who do they call? Where do they find resources, in your opinion?
Well, so there's two things right now. There's the traditional SBA loans, which are for, you know, if you're buying real estate, refinancing, whatever, to grow your business. Those are still in place. But the conversation right now is really around the SBA's disaster assistance loan. And that's something that, you know, they came out after the fires, they have them. And what they've done is you can borrow up to $2 million. The rate will be fixed for 30 years, I think. Yeah, 30 years at 3.75%. So it's a really good rate.
Yeah, that's cheap money.
But these loans aren't intended to cover your income.
Like, no.
Oh, I had a big deal coming in. It's really to help you cover your expenses.
And your employees' expenses, right? Like your payroll.
Exactly. And it is an exchange bank. Just did a webinar. They're doing, I think, another one this afternoon, and they have, you know, some really good information that
that's great.
They put on there. But
I'm a big fan of Exchange Bank. Good, they've got great info, great bank, great local supporter, community supporter.
Yeah. So right now, what you can do if you're a business owner, my recommendation is go on to the Disaster Loan Assistance website. You go on there and start filling out the application.
Okay.
And as you go through the application process, it should be pretty self-explanatory.
Right.
If you get stuck, then call, you know, a guy like me or another.
Yeah, call me. I'll help you figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Any of us. Because this is something that is a direct link between the business owner and the SBA.
Right.
And so it's pretty self-explanatory. You go fill it out. It's really expense-based. You want to document your costs, your expenses, and these other things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hearing things like, you know, if you keep employment for a three-month period, they may forgive the loan. I mean, there's a lot of things that are moving around. I've heard that come up multiple times about these potentially for certain segments, like certain portions of it.
But people do need to remember that as this is set up, it's a loan. If there's forgiveness, that may be something they attribute to it later. Right now, my understanding is budget for this to be paid back.
Exactly. And with anything, when you're getting a loan, go conservative. Yep. Don't borrow more than you absolutely need to.
Yep. You don't want to sink yourself next year.
Just assume that none of it will be forgiven and you have to pay it back.
Yep.
But I've seen, the level of flexibility and speed. I had one client that I did a regular traditional SBA loan for over in Napa Valley. I spoke to him a couple days ago, and he just got approved for $500,000. And he said the process was relatively smooth.
Not a lot of red tape, I've heard.
No, and the impression that I get is that you get assigned an officer, an SBA loan officer, uh-huh. but then they're very helpful to hold your hand and walk you through the process, and they want to help.
Right.
And that's the whole reason the SBA exists, is to help.
Sure.
Business.
And it's Small Business Administration is what it is. It's a department. It's a federal department, and it's a great channel. So, I think one of the things, and I want to kind of put a bookend on this. One of the things people have to realize is there's government agencies in place that already have the logistics and the network and the distribution channels to put the stimulus out there. And it isn't that hard to find. For business owners that are looking for SBA financing, this has been around for years and years and years. So, don't be scared to engage the process. David, I want to go into local politics a little bit with you, and maybe not politics,
sure.
but local housing concerns, which can be a political issue. We just have a couple of minutes left. Talk to us about how Healdsburg's leading the way with affordable housing and those challenges that continue to disrupt our housing market.
Well, so we've been very proactive when it comes to affordable housing, and I say this as our entire council, staff, and the city. We've had a number of ballot measures that have helped increase the AMI, the area median income requirement, kind of the definition of what is considered affordable.
Because it's different in Healdsburg than it is in Santa Rosa. It's a costly place to live.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, you'd be surprised. The average rents in Healdsburg are not the highest in Sonoma County. The last I checked, Petaluma has that honor.
Interesting.
And part of that is because a lot of our housing stock is older, so the rents tend to be less.
Right.
But on the affordable housing front, within the last 3 years, we've created 141 units. It's 26% of our total affordable housing stock. And 39 of those were three apartment buildings that we bought in partnership with Burbank Housing.
Got it.
So that's something when you're talking about creative ways to, we're able to leverage the funds that we had in our Measure S, which was an affordable housing fund that, again, our voters passed to give us these tools so that we could use that as kind of like a down payment and help leverage up to partner with Burbank Housing. And we also used some funds from Reach for Home to help us acquire some of these apartment units, and in exchange, Reach for Home is able to get, I think it was 10 permanent supportive housing units.
It's tremendous work being done. Yeah, and I'm sorry to cut you off. We're just starting to run out of time here. David Hagley, former mayor, current council member with the city of Healdsburg. Really great info, and I want to thank you for joining us today. And
I appreciate it. I'm happy to come back and talk affordable housing anytime. Once this is over.
let's do that. We'll have you back soon. So again, thanks very much, David Hagley, with the city of Healdsburg. Folks, what a show. We cram as much as we can in here. Sorry if you missed sections of it, but the good news is it'll be at ksro.com. So go back and visit it. You can check it out. And remember, I'm here for you as a resource, folks. I'm your local mortgage advisor at Cross Country Mortgage. Been doing this for a couple decades, helped over $1 billion worth of loans with people. I've done it a lot. So, I've been through the crisis twice before. I've seen it, and give me a call at 707-583-8100, and I'm here to help you. I'm George Adair. We'll be back next Wednesday. Stay healthy. Be well.